at a Minneapolis nightclub told our Jeff Begays the two had a history, he said, when they worked security.
What kind of history?
They bumped heads.
How?
It has a lot to do with Derek being extremely aggressive within the club with some of the patrons, which was an issue.
Jeff Begays joins us now from Minneapolis with more on this part of the story. Jeff, what else are we learning about this?
Well, good morning, Gail. David Penny and many others are aware of George Floyd and Derek Chauvin working at the same time at this nightclub. Chauvin was on the outside working in detail, and then George Floyd worked on the inside. Now, Penny, as you noted, was a co-worker also working on that security detail, and he told me that the two men butted heads. He also described Chauvin as being, in his words, aggressive toward minority customers. Now, Penny also tells me that the manager of the club would hand out paychecks to the security staff on the inside, people like George Floyd. And it was then their job to then pay the outside staff, people like Derek Chauvin. And in one occasion, according to David Penny and another person we talked to, Chauvin took issue with how much he was being paid and blamed George Floyd, who had handed him the check. All right, so they had a beef, in your view, at least one time over money.
Exactly, but it's not George's responsibility of what he receives as pay for moonlight. That's the manager's job from the club.
But Derek took it out on George.
Exactly. Is what I didn't understand. At the time, yes. Because he took it out against me and I actually made him leave the club. I had to make him leave the club.
So is there any doubt in your mind that...
Now, moonlighting is basically when you pay a full police officer. Only moonlighting is that, because basically it's like they get paid twice, because they get paid for the other job. You know, and they just maybe surface in the area, but they're not really on your payroll for, you know what I'm saying? They're not really on your payroll. They already getting paid for being at work. That's why they can't sit right at your club. So usually they circle the block and shit like that, but they'll come back. But that's a club, so he probably was up there a little bit more because it's a club. You know, you gotta check people and shit like that on the outside. So he basically was the firepower. So basically George Floyd was the inside, like you. George Floyd was probably like a bouncer of the club, so he probably was more close net with the club and had. That's why you see that they said they had the checks to him to give to him. You see what I'm saying? He was an inside, so he basically worked for the club. Now George Floyd. Now this is across the street from where this happened. So why would you go that hard on somebody that you knew? This man killed a person that he knew. Bruh, it was a little nightclub, so, you know, it wasn't like no super big ass club. It was just, you know, it probably could get packed, but just probably like one of them little, the size of one of them little DC lounges. So probably one floor probably get packed, little bar, shit like that. Ain't no way you could work somewhere for that amount of years, know him enough to even go at him about pay. Like, what? Man, he killed this man. He killed this man.
That Monday, Derek didn't know who George was.
I'd say he knew him.
You think he knew who George was?
Yes.
Any doubt in your mind that he knew who George was?
No. No doubt in my mind. He knew exactly who George was.
And that's true. You know
so
who the fuck you
work with.
So we
also spoke with the club owner, who said that she was not aware of any payroll issues, but she also described Derek Chauvin as being aggressive toward minority customers. And there is another issue. She said that... you know, she didn't want to complain to the police department about Chauvin's behavior because she felt if she complained, she would get someone worse than Derek Chauvin, because in her words, Chauvin was one of the good cops in the precinct. So So she didn't want him being replaced with another cop that she felt would be a bully. Gail.
Hey, Jeff, if what Mr. Penny is saying is true and he does seem very adamant about it, what does it mean? Is this significant?
It's significant because investigators will try to figure out what was in Derek Chauvin's mind at the time this incident here occurred. Was there some sort of intent? I mean, if you look at that video, there are a lot of people who are wondering, why did he keep pressing his knee against George Floyd's neck? And so they have, according to our sources, asked the same questions. Did the two men know each other? They are aware that the two men worked at that club at the same time.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much.
I see. Now, I brought you here because they just released statements from the jail that he's at that they aren't allowing anybody that's black to deal with him, to guard him, they've actually banned all the black guys from working with him. I mean, these guys are CEOs, so like, what do you, you know, they're supposed to uphold the law, they're supposed to do right by him. I mean, are you suspecting that the guys are going to mistreat him, knowing damn well they will get their ass fried for fucking with a white boy, a cop, an ex-cop? So basically what you are doing is you being racial. This is a racially driven situation, and they tell me that because if it wasn't racial, this is a jail. Why are y'all close knit caring for this dude? I can see maybe if this was happening to, let's say, the Atlanta guys, the guys that go to that's in jail now for the Atlanta situation, then that's a little bit of a different situation. It's like, man, he did some fucked up shit. He killed the dude, he kicked him, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know him though. But now, this situation is like, his shit is like malice. His shit is like, you knew the dude, you choked him to death. It's easy to like, you know, have a reason. But like I said, ain't no CEO about to do no dirt to no white man and get himself fired. You know what I mean? So this is literally like they know that they gonna be in line by their rules. This is just simply white privilege. Like, look here, this is what it is. They done banned him from working on his floor. Now when would that happen with the black? When would that happen in a black jail? I mean, in another jail, a black dude could come in from killing a white boy, and they say, you know what, man, Tyrone. Bobby, Jim, you and Brett, y'all stay off this floor. Let Tyrone and Jimmy Boy handle him. What? Nigga, that shit, hell no. That ain't gonna never happen. Nigga, you would have been, nigga, they fuck around, had the white people with your ass. Like, yeah, they be like, yeah, you in jail, now you gonna deal with some more. That's exactly how they would have did that shit. They wouldn't have did that shit no other way. You know what I'm saying? They got videos of the nigga, of another dude letting him use their phone. Like, this shit crazy, man. This shit crazy. You think that he gonna learn a lesson from this? Or any of them cops learning a lesson? Man, that's why you see the protesting dying down. From the stupidity, and then like, see, blacks, we done made mistakes. The African girl that got killed by the other black guy she went in his house, all that type shit, they calm it down. You see what I'm saying? That's why shit calming down a little bit. It's just little, they using days of shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's Black Day, all that, you know what I'm saying? To try to keep the protest, because like I said, black people, we crippling our own self. saying and doing, you know, certain things. And like, now, this dude, this is the dude that you can kind of like hear. You can hear.
I know you were there.
You can hear him in the video, like talking. I almost remember some of the stuff he was saying. He was like, I think he was calling him a scum or something like that. You know what I mean? And his voice was. Yeah, he was like the main person that you heard.
When this all happened, it's been more than a week now. In your words, tell me what happened.
Just like I told everybody, it's a normal day walking to or driving to the store, but they'll get something to drink. Pulled up to a crazy scene where I seen police officers parked outside, a little bit of commotion. And then I walked over, I looked, see the first thing I seen was George Floyd on the ground and an officer with his knee across his neck. I observed the situation before I interacted, you know. At the time, George is on the floor, panting for his life, asking for forgiveness, calling for his mom, saying he can't breathe.
At the time, could you believe what you were seeing?
Nah, I was like in a twilight zone. It was like something that was unreal. It was a movie, you know? It was something that you just never expected to see with your own eyes. Some people even asked me, like, how can you let this man die? And you were standing there. Bro. My ability, I felt like I could have, you know, got them off of George with the two of them and not try to hurt the police officers, but I would have got shot from the other two officers that was on the side of that car.
The video from the beginning was horrific and one of the most horrific videos that many people around the country had seen when it came to this type of violence. I understand that this one captured it so blatantly. But why do you think that it has struck such a nerve across the country?
Now see, you hear what he said, right? One of the most, now mind you, think about it, why I came to this. This was a person that he knew. You see what I'm saying? So it's no way possible that you could say like, you see what I'm saying? If he didn't know this guy, then it would be like, it's still fucked up like crazy. But the point that you knew and worked with this man, like that's the whole point of knowing a police officer or working with a police officer. It should have been like, oh, what's going on? Hold on. What fake 20, man? What you doing? Like, you know what I mean? It shouldn't even have escalated to where it went. It's just almost like you knew what it was. You know what I'm saying?
The death of George Floyd.
It ain't just George Floyd. It's multiple black men, black women, black children, the black community for over 400 to 500 years, you know. My message to my city, the community, and the world really is to my peoples, stick together, unite. You know, when we come together, we're strong. You know, no out here looting, no need to. It's not us. If y'all really want justice for his family and for myself, chill out, protect your city. Do whatever you can and make sure people are not coming in burning or doing things that they shouldn't do. And just let everything play out. It's not a race, it's a marathon. I'm learning that as I'm in this situation right now. It's not a race, it's a marathon. You know, respect one another, love one another, you know, and don't see color. There's no reason to.
Yeah, man, it's sad.
Hey, NBC News viewers.
It's sad, man. I just wanted to touch on that topic, man. Like, this crazy. Even with the crazy shit he did, they still got love for this nigga in the jail. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I guess in his mind, they probably like, shit, nigga, a blue is always a blue. But that, even if that was the case, why you ain't letting the black guys up there? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, man, like, they showing you Black Lives Matter even at a damn job. You know what I mean? And they probably like, shit, what you want to do about it? You mad? Walk out. Like, you know what I'm saying? They probably like, nigga, shit, quit your job then. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes, I mean, like I said, they gonna let you know what's going on, but they probably not gonna quit their job. Still gotta feed their families and shit, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man. Like I said, it's sad. All this movement, all this shit that we done, like, man, it didn't do. Like I said, we getting some rules done, so like I can honestly say it is some win with it. But as far as like the main goal to change people's hearts and have like man, like we are one, all that bull, all that shit, that goal is 3% complete. Like, you know what I mean? Like I don't know if that shit will ever. Maybe like when, maybe let's say 20 years from now, when possibly all of those people that's like 60 or 70, that's old as shit, that's teaching that bullshit, when they gone, maybe, or whatever. You know, and I'm old, and Lord forbid if I make it to be old and shit like that, like maybe I'll see that maybe when I get sick in my 60s if I make it and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So, but for now, man, we not even scratching the surface, man.